Hello?
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
Oh, yes. I was calling about a couple of charges on my MasterCard, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck they're all about.
Okay. Let's see. Can you prevent me with your zip code, please?
93611.
Okay. Let's see. All right, and your name, please?
Kay Nelson.
Let's see. Are you saying the last name is Nelson?
N-E-L-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think I may have located something for you. Let me do this. Let's see, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's 692 North Burrell Avenue, Clovis, California, 93611.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so just waiting for this to pull up so I can see what this is in reference to.
Okay. Because I certainly don't know.
Okay. All right. So I did locate you, and it looks like, let me just double check here. Okay. So, yes, ma'am. I'm showing that this is, it looks like you had signed up for the sweepstakes for the chance to win the electronic palette.
No, no sweepstakes. It was just, they said they had a lot of extra Amazon pallets, and it wasn't like that. It wasn't supposed to, the advertisement said nothing about a sweepstakes, let's put it that way. And it was supposed to be $1. So what? One of the charges is $695, I think, and the other one's like $68. What the heck?
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what.
Okay, so yes, I'm looking at this, and I do apologize if the terms and conditions were overlooked at the sign up. I am seeing it looks like the initial entry was $695, and in the terms it does tell you that you do have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning by paying $695.
Pretty small print, but okay.
But that if you did not win after 2 days, you would be enrolled into the main contest, which provides you with a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web. And then it would increase your odds of winning to 1 in 100.
I want to cancel all of this. None of this is anything that I wanted. This is ridiculous.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and get that canceled for you.
And refund my card, please.
Okay. All right, so now what I can do in regards to a refund is I can offer a 35% courtesy refund on the charge.
What percent?
That would be a 35%.
Oh, no, I'll just call my bank and stop charges. There's no way. This whole thing was a fraudulent, ridiculous mess. None of this was explained the way it was supposed to be. They can either refund me or I'll call the bank and have them stop it that way, because there's no way I'm paying for this. This is bullcrap.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's not your fault, but it's very, very misleading to people and it's wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so yes, ma'am. So I am trying to see what I can get done for you, because I do know even if you were to dispute the charge with your bank in that process, they do reach out to us. Once they review the terms and see that they were agreed to, I do know that that process is very unlikely to go in your favor. What I would offer to do
I don't agree with that. I've had this kind of crap happen before, and I've got 100% of my money back by going through my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's considered false advertising, and that's exactly what it is.
Now, what I would offer to do for you, ma'am, is include my personal discount where I could do a 50% refund for you.
No, that 50%, I'm still out $75 or better that for nothing. I mean, no. Like I said, I want my money back or I'll go about getting it back another way. This is, I tried reaching out to you guys first, but
okay, so
I don't go for these gimmicky, crappy things that, where they swindle people like this.
Okay, so I guess I'm a little confused because I'm showing the charge was $68.89, so that refund would be for $34. So I guess I'm confused by when you were saying you would be out $75.
No, I said, well, $68 plus the $6.95, that's $70-some. And the $6.95, I don't even know how it turned into $6.95. The advertisement was $1. I said, okay, for $1, I guess I don't have too much to lose. I can give this a shot. But then all this happened. It's crappy. It's ridiculous. Should have known better. Just another freaking gimmick.
Okay, so, all right. So what I have done is, let's see, I've gone ahead and canceled to prevent any future charges because I do know that would be a monthly membership. Let's see. Okay, and what I am going to go ahead and do, I did message my supervisor to see if there's anything more that we can get done for you. And she is allowing me to go ahead and get the charge refunded for you in full. So
thank
I do want
to.
You're welcome. I do want to go ahead and provide you with a confirmation number. This is showing
okay.
that it was canceled and that the full charge for the $68.89 was removed for you.
Okay.
And just so you know, that would go back to your card, and you would
That's
see that
fine.
Reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Let me write down the confirmation here. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
I appreciate the call back. I was beginning to think nobody was going to call back. I mean, I called hours ago. Okay. Oops,
right.
That pin doesn't right. Hang on. All right, my pin's not working. Let me grab another one. And this is a confirmation number for the refund.
And
for the
your
68.
Yes,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is for the cancellation and your refund, okay? So it's going to be
okay.
R as in Robert.
Okay.
680-864-324.
Okay, so I have R as in Robert. 680-864-324?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Right. All right. Was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, and everything's completely canceled. There's not going to be any further nonsense happening, right?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.